greens.
Yeah. It's like tossing.
Tossing. Yeah.
Greens.
Yeah. Give me some reds.
First-year students from architecture, interior design, and landscape architecture programs are gathered on the second floor of Will Walker Hall at the University of Arkansas campus to construct a football stadium, razorback hog, a slice of pie, even a space shuttle from canned and packaged food. Laura Terry, an associate professor of architecture at the Faye Jones School of Architecture, says the event is called Canstruction, and it is a service project for the Leadership by Design class.
Leadership by Design is a one-hour credit course that's required for all students entering the Faye Jones School of Architecture. And the course developed out of a need to help students transition from high school or from other majors on campus into three programs that are design-oriented programs. The way a design education works, the kinds of the time commitment, the learning to balance your time and your energy, that's something that the students need a little more help with. They can't just come in and know how to do that.
Laura, along with Judy Brittenham, an associate professor of landscape architecture, came up with the idea of students joining forces for a good cause, along with putting their creativity to good use.
Canstruction started about 4 years ago. Because of the way our course is structured, we always end this time of year, and it seemed to coincide with Thanksgiving, and we realized what a need there was in the community. With the economy, food banks were depleted and really needed help, and so we felt like this was a great way for students to give back in a very simple way, a very affordable way. And I think we're reaching that point where we'd like to include more people from across campus and make it a university event. It would be amazing.
15 teams are competing for the top prize at this year's Canstruction. Team members can either buy the dry food items or seek donations. Laura says planning ahead of time can help teams buy specific colors or sizes of cans that would help in their designs.
If they are a well-prepared team, then it's all part of the design, and it's intentional from the beginning. Obviously, we have encouraged them to seek donations, and they have acquired donations from the community. And in that case, I think some stores gave them store credit, and so they could buy whatever they needed, as opposed to saying, okay, well, here are these cans that you can have.
The competition awards prizes for the use of most cans, best overall design, and the best use of labels. Teams have 30 minutes to complete their designs.
So one of the first years that we did this project, we had a group who made an American flag, and they used Campbell soup cans because they're red and white, so that became the stripes, and then they used blue cans for the Field of Stars. So it was really graphic. It was really easy to understand what they had done, and they actually built it out on the Peace Mountain, and they curved it so it actually looked like it was blowing in the wind. It was great. It was a really smart, simple solution with big impact.
Students arrange cans according to their sizes and colors, discussing last minute details. Amanda Abernathy, a first-year student of Landscape Architecture program, and her team plan to build a Rubik's Cube for the competition.
We were just debating. It went from a boat to making the fountain in front of Vol Walker, and then we decided on a Rubik's Cube. I don't know. We practiced one layer, and then we had the wrong. We're using wood inside to support it because we're going to have a twisted Rubik's Cube. We practiced once, so the wood was different. So today we're basically going to wing it.
The teams get a signal to get started. Amanda gets back to work. Another team is working on an elaborate design, a huge tree with leaves and fruits made of green and red cans. The trunk is made of brown cans gathered by the teammates. Robert Whittemore from the same team tells us the concept behind the design.
What we decided to do was go with like a tree in the fall with all the various leaf colors and everything, and at the base is a like pile of leaves, and so we use the label colors to really help with the leaf color. And our slogan is taken from IHOP, but instead of leave, we said leaf, and so it's come hungry, leaf happy. And yeah, that's about it.
Billy Fleming, a fifth year architecture student and the associate student government president, is a judge for the event. He has participated as well as served as a mentor to first year students in the past years.
1 year we built a Converse shoe, which was fun. I think we called it Canverse. We built a pumpkin 1 year and called it Pumpkin. So 1 year, I don't know what we built. We had a random assortment of cans and it wasn't really much of anything, but yeah.
The teams keep working on their designs. A total of 3,831 dry food items were donated from the construction event to the food bank at Cooperative Emergency Outreach. The best overall concept prize was won by the tree. The Rubik's Cube tied with a team that built a Christmas tree for best use of labels. A team that built a space shuttle using 375 cans won the prize for using the highest number of cans. For Ozarks at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.